to another hour of What's On Your Mind. All across the Northern Plains from the studios of 550 K-Fire and Bismarck Mandan, KCJB Minot AM 1100 The Flag. Got you covered in western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota, and of course, booming to the Bakken on KTGO in Tioga and KLTC in Dickinson as well on the program today. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A couple of guests here, if you have any questions on the one, the latest twist on the Benghazi investigation. The plot thickens with the revelation of a new email. Stephen Hayes of the Weekly Standard, you read him there, and you hear him here, and watch him on the Fox News Channel as well. And then also Brad Bombardier, former Minnesota Wild, and he's actually still with the Minnesota Wild. We're going to talk about the big playoff series, and then we'll get back to any and all topics on a Friday edition of What's On Your Mind. Stephen Hayes of the Weekly Standard is here, however, to chat about the latest on Benghazi. Mr. Hayes, how are you?
Hi, Kat. How's it going?
Good. So, first of all, I understand there's some news this morning on the congressional subpoena and the speaker weighing in on Secretary of State John Kerry's testimony. But let's back up and go to the what we know about this this email that was originally, I guess, part of a whole dialogue on what Secretary of State Susan Rice ought to be saying. Well, she wasn't Secretary of State. She was wanted to be Secretary of State, and this derailed it. But what's your take on the email? Charles Krauthammer, your colleague on Fox News Channel, said this is like the Nixon tapes. I mean, does it rise to that level?
You know, it's hard to tell. I think we'll find out soon. You know, I guess my original thought was it was a very significant development, because what it did more than anything was reveal a second set of talking points. So we've all known about the first set that was originally drafted by CIA. Then, after heavy input from the State Department and others in the administration, lots of changes sort of came out of that interagency process and was written for Capitol Hill. We had those talking points. The White House had vehemently denied any substantive involvement in those talking points. When we reported on them in May of 2013, the White House had released 100 pages worth of documents that I think directly contradicted those claims. So you had those talking points, and when we hear talking points, that's what we've been talking about. Now you have a new set of talking points. This set of talking points was drafted at the White House, was drafted specifically for Susan Rice and her appearances on the Sunday shows. And I think the main difference between the two is the talking points drafted by the White House place heavy emphasis on the internet video, this YouTube video. The original intelligence community talking points didn't even mention the video. They mentioned protests, but they didn't even mention the video. So you saw the story shift from the first set of talking points to the second, with a much heavier emphasis on the video.
Why does this matter? The blaming the video thing. Mrs. Clinton, then the Secretary of State, sent out a press release the evening of this attack, September 11th, I don't even think the attack was over, in which she directly linked the video to the Benghazi violence. And then, they reinforced that the next day. Then this Ben Rhodes email that we're all talking about now, 3 days later, said the same thing. Why does that matter to the congressional investigators here?
Well, I think it matters because it matters for several reasons. It matters for substantive reasons because this is yet another piece of evidence that shows that the story has changed, that the story was never told sort of directly and forthrightly to the American people, that there was a heavy White House and Obama administration hand in shaping this narrative. And it came at a time when you had numerous people from elsewhere in the administration, particularly those who were closest to what was going on in Benghazi, providing the opposite story or a very different story. You had emails from Beth Jones at the State Department to her superiors, including Hillary Clinton's chief of staff and others, on September 12th, so one day after the attack, saying that Ansar al-Sharia, this al-Qaeda-linked group in Benghazi, was responsible for the attack. So you had a senior State Department official emailing Hillary Clinton's team the day after the attack, placing blame on Ansar al-Sharia. You had the CIA station chief that same day draft a memo in which he talked about the Al-Qaeda affiliates that were involved in the attack said it was a planned attack. You have a number of incidents that take place before Susan Rice goes on the Sunday shows to spin a story about a video in which you had the people closest to those on the ground, including some who were on the ground, saying, this was not a protest. This wasn't about a video. This was a planned attack. And the Obama administration not only went with that story on September 16th, despite evidence to the contrary, they continued with that story for really days beyond September 16th, when it was well known. I mean, the protest story at that point had been thoroughly discredited. You had the video story that didn't really come up in any intelligence channels. And it just, I think, shows an administration that was scrambling to protect the president politically and willing to tell whatever stories it needed to tell in the short term to get him out of what they saw as a real political bind.
Really stupid, right? I mean, because the idea that somehow that story could be sustained is with the testimony of so many people now, these congressional committees, about what they knew and when they knew it. Well, this was really, really dumb on their part. So is this a cover up of a cover up? The email was originally requested by Congress. They didn't get it. The White House is saying, well, because it wasn't about Benghazi, right? It was about other things. So then why did they release it now if it wasn't about Benghazi? I mean, they're kind of caught here, right? So this email not being released the first time and now being released and saying what it says is why this is a big deal again, correct?
Right. And look, I mean, you had Jay Carney, you know, stand before the White House press corps the other day and tell them that this email that was about Benghazi, certainly was about Benghazi, was most certainly not about Benghazi. So you had Jay Carney, you know, basically spinning a story that wasn't true. And I think White House reporters, whether they had been following this sort of piece by piece, whether they had been chasing the story or understanding the details of this, and most of them had not, could recognize that they were being misled when Jay Carney made the comments he made earlier this week.
Bob in Grafton, question for Steve Hayes of the Weekly Standard and the Fox News Channel. What's your question, Bob?
Morning, Steve. Morning, Scott. I'd like somebody to ask some a little more important questions. There is a definite connection between the Benghazi attack, the denial of reinforcements that was asked repeatedly long before the attack, and a connection between that and the fact that with the guns ships, they're shipping the guns and weapons to Afghanistan, and I might add Syria. If you remember in one of the hearings, out of the blue, one of the guys asked Hillary Clinton a question out of the blue about guns to Afghanistan, and she was like, what? What? No, no, no. Well, it's very simple. The ambassador, Stephen, he did not agree. He wasn't going along with the game plan there, with shipping the weapons there to Afghanistan and Syria. So they just simply never waste a good crisis. They simply knew that that was going to happen. It was going to boil over. They denied security. They denied backup. We could have had reinforcements and gunships there in 2 hours.
Okay, is he right or wrong, Steve?
Well, I think that's one of the things that still remains unknown at this point. I mean, I stopped investigating this for 20 months. I still don't have a good handle. I can't answer you with one or two sentences on what the large CIA team on the ground in Benghazi was actually doing. You certainly have some people who have suggested that they were running guns. I have talked to people who are very close to this investigation who say that it's plausible, it's not at all implausible, but they don't actually have evidence that supports that claim. Until they have evidence, I don't think we can make the claim. I have been told at the same time that we had what's been described to me as an eye-on operation, where we were monitoring the kinds of weapons that were being used by the bad guys, by former Gaddafi regime elements and others, but we weren't actually hands-on. We weren't actually involved in moving those weapons in one way or another. You have others who say it was a pretty standard counterterrorism operation meant to deter the growth of al-Qaeda and Islamic extremists in the area, in the region, while they were trying to stand up a new Libyan government. You have a number of different explanations. I think that's one of the reasons why John Boehner is taking another look at this.
Yeah, when you say take another look at it, we only have 30 seconds left, but is it significant that they're talking about appointing a select committee and that Kerry's being subpoenaed now?
huge change. I mean, I think the Kerry subpoena is important only if they don't move to a select committee. But John Boehner has resisted a select committee. He's been following this very closely, but I talked to a Republican leadership aide who told me today that he's now seriously considering a select committee and that he has two strong reasons for doing so.
Oh, and I would imagine one is this latest email revelation, right?
Yeah, one is the latest email revelation, and the other is the administration defying subpoenas.
Defying subpoenas. Very interesting. Well, the plot thickens. Maybe we'll get some of those answers, those questions answered. You've been on this tenaciously. Stay at it, Steve. Great to talk to you. Take care.
Thank you very much. Take care.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Brand new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They're now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now that you're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, does that mean less wait times at certain times of the day, Megan?
Yes, absolutely. Basically, any time after dark, we can guarantee a shorter wait time. We'll still have a full staff running at all hours of the day and night. So come on in and check out our evening hours.
Two heated bays. Call them at 701-628-1550 for wait times. North Dakota Truck Wash, truck bypass south of the Senex Pinnacle in Stanley.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants that made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Past the hour, Nathaniel wanted to weigh in. Didn't get a chance to have you ask your question, Nathaniel, of Stephen Hayes, because we were up against the clock. But I still want your comment.
I would like to know if this statement made by Jay Carney and this email are top secret or not. First of all, I have another question after that.
Yeah, he's gone, so I can't answer that question for you. But I don't believe it was top secret.
And if he's gone, why spend all this time and inform the listeners about an email that exists concerning new revelations in Benghazi and not once say what that email says? because I think I'm smart enough and the listeners are smart enough to make our own decision without somebody putting a spin on it. Just tell me what the email says.
I apologize. We just touched on that briefly only because the story's been out for a couple of days, so I guess I assume most folks have been following it. But point well taken, Nathaniel, for those that missed it, here's the deal. These congressional committees subpoenaed a bunch of emails, said, we want to see the emails, okay? A lot of information was given to Congress. This email was not, okay? But in the email itself, it was talking points for Susan Rice. There's been a lot of debate about, well, why did Susan Rice try and blame what happened in Benghazi on a video when we know that wasn't the case? And we now know. It's because the White House told her to say it was about a video because they didn't want to reflect badly on the president. And this email was chapter and verse. Here's what you say. It's about the video. And go on and say nice things about the president. Say he's statesmanlike and all that. When they said they didn't do that. So two things. One, they did not include this email in the first round. It came at the request of another group. And number two, it's saying what they said they didn't say. Hope that helps, Nathaniel. All right. 22 past the hour. Let's talk about what I think was probably one of the most exciting playoff series in a long time in NHL hockey, the Minnesota Wild versus the Colorado Avalanche. And the Wild survive it, go on to another round to take on the Chicago Blackhawks, game one of that series tonight. A seven-time captain for the Minnesota Wild, now their director of player personnel, and a former University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux defenseman, Brad Bombardier, joins us to talk a little bit about this Wild ride. No pun intended.
Thanks.
Hi, Brad.
How you doing, buddy? Doing all right?
Very, very good. Doing good. Good to hear your voice and catch up with you. And by the way, there's a few North Dakota Fighting Sioux connections to the Minnesota Wild. You got Brad. You've got, of course, Zach Parise that everybody's aware of. And then Rick Wilson, who's an assistant coach as well, played many years ago and was an assistant coach years ago for the University of North Dakota as well. So a lot of green and white in that room, right?
Yeah, a lot of Fighting Sioux blood runs through this organization. We always welcome more. I can say that. You mentioned Rick Wilson, who's done a phenomenal job. He's one of our assistant coaches here for the Wild, and obviously was a longstanding coach in Dallas and also a little bit in Tampa. But he brings so much experience to that coaching staff, and things that he's able to teach our young defensemen is just invaluable. And then you have a guy like Zach Parise, who we've all seen what he's been able to do here in the playoffs, and then Game Six, getting 4 points here at home to force a Game Seven. And now is tied for the lead in the league with 10 points in playoff scoring. So adding Zach Parise, too. People always ask, was he worth the money? He was absolutely worth every cent that this organization paid for him on the ice, but also what he's done inside that locker room and bring up the expectations of players individually and collectively. And he's been a great addition to this team and really a big part of where we are right now.
And, of course, we can't forget the director of player development because, boy, we've got some talent on the ice there that have been groomed along the way, and they're just gelling very great right now. I mean, that was obvious in that Avalanche, a series, which just was, that had to be unbelievable. I mean, the back and forth and the tight games and the overtime and all the way down to Game 7, I mean, wasn't it?
Yeah, I honestly, Scott, I can't even barely remember any of it, to be honest with you. It's been such a wild ride, that Game 7, but it's been a great test. I mentioned Zach here, but it's been a great test for our young players, too. And I'm glad you mentioned our young players because they've played a big role in this first series. Charlie Coyle was just a beast out on the ice there and controlling the puck down low and playing, bringing a part of his physical game that he can add. That's been part of his game that we've looked at and tried to push him on to be a bit of more of a physical presence out on the ice because he's got such size and strength out there. He's a real moose, and when guys know that he's out on the ice, he's tough to play against. And then, of course, everyone saw Mikael Granlund's overtime goal. Mikael's been just phenomenal. These young guys have come in, and obviously Niederreiter as well the other night scoring those big goals for us and clinching the series, too. So these guys are getting some great experience, and the best thing I can say, Scott, is these guys are young. Those guys that we saw, that we've seen in the series so far that have made an impact in the series, this is their first go-around, or some of them their second go-around if you count Chicago series last year. So these guys are still young and inexperienced in this, and what we saw from their growth, I thought, from Game 1 to Game 7 in that series was phenomenal, and hopefully these guys can take that confidence with them, and we can make this series against Chicago as memorable as well.
You mentioned Niederreiter won the game in OT, and the game he had, the game seven, his season in the playoffs. Talk a little bit about him.
Yeah, you know, we got him in a trade this past offseason with the Islanders, and we traded Cal Clutterbuck, a fan favorite. And Nino had been in the Islanders organization, I think, for 2 years at that point, and really didn't have much of a shot there. And he had played in the minors a little bit, and he'd actually spent most of his first year up with the Islanders, but just didn't get a lot of playing time. I think he might have averaged 4 or 5 minutes a night, if that. So, you know, when we talked about it, we knew we were getting a player with size. He's a big body. With his feet are okay. He can certainly work on getting better quick out of the gate, and he can add some quickness. But we also knew that we were getting a great shot, and that's something we needed. We needed some size, a guy with a shot, and a guy that has a history of scoring, because scoring stuff in this league, and we've had a hard time scoring goals over the last couple of years. So for us to get him, and he had a great first half of the season this year. Slowed down a little bit in the second half. Probably got a little bit tired mentally and physically. But in the playoffs, he's kind of come alive again, and now he's gotten some confidence, and now he feels that he belongs, and he's able to contribute to this team, and we saw that last game. But he's been a tremendous addition to this club, and if there's one thing I could say about him, he's a great kid. And, you know, we want great people in this organization as players, and within this organization, he's a hard-working guy. He listens. He works at his game every day, and I think obviously, that's shown this year, and he's made a tremendous impact.
And of course, Zach Parise, that can't lose, never give up attitude that we saw famously in his time at North Dakota, and now brings to the Minnesota Wild. You know, a few of those pieces of the puzzle, along with those young guys, just absolutely incredible. Now, the Blackhawks are defending champs. We've only got about half a minute left here, Bomber. But what do you expect from the Blackhawks?
Well, we expect we expect depth. Obviously from them. I think it's going to be one of the challenges for us is they've got a very, very good back end. They've got some very good, solid six defensemen there, and that's going to be a challenge for us. We were able to score some goals. We might not be able to score as many goals against these guys as we did against Colorado. You know, you've got guys like Seabrook and Duncan Keith there that plays a ton of minutes, and you got Letty as well, and Samuelson. So we've got some guys here that have experience. They've won a Stanley Cup. So we're going in there, and we have to try to dictate the game early. We have to take care of the puck early. We have to get pucks.
Well, go get them. Go get them, and we'll hope for a little complacency from the Blackhawks, because they've been there, done that, and the tenacity of the Wild to continue. Brad Bombardier, great to hear you, my man. Good luck, and go Wild. Appreciate the time.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
I'm wondering if we're going to do a live remote broadcast from Todd Mitchell's wedding there, you know. We'd like to kind of keep up on this deal going on. We're social, you know. Have a good day.
All right. I hadn't asked Todd about a live broadcast. That might be a little tacky, don't you think? But I bet he, knowing Todd, he keeps up so well on his Facebook page, we'll probably get... We'll probably get some updates, maybe right before, about to walk the aisle, and or right after or something. Maybe, you know, take some photos. I'm not going to make it there, actually. Our son is prom tomorrow night, so we've got some prom duties. The garage sale in the morning and our prom in the evening. How about that? So I wish I was going to be there. I would take on that role for you, if you like. Another call. By the way, we have a half hour left. Let's talk about whatever you'd like to talk about here at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550 on a Normal or Nuts Friday. Your calls, questions, and comments, welcome on any and all topics here. We don't have to talk about what we've been chatting about. We can talk about anything on your mind. So give me a call at 800-228-0550, 800 228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I had a call from a listener up in Minot, said there was a huge fire west of Minot, large black smoke cloud. We did a little check in there. I guess it's a grass fire, so I can tell you that much. All right, here's Ray in Mandan.
Say, Scott, this is Ray from Mandan. I got a question for you. Who supplies these insurgents or so-called terrorists with military weapons to try to overthrow certain regimes? Those insurgents don't have gun and ammo companies to supply themselves. Where do these weapons come from? I wonder, huh? Could it be possibly some big governments or military complexes or what?
I love that cackle that Ray has. I'd put some serious money on Iran. You know, I'd give you that for sure, Ray, probably. See if anybody other has any other suggestions where they're getting them. Wayne, Newtown, North Dakota, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Wayne.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Hey, I just want to say I appreciate your forum, the opportunity to let any opinion call in and voice it. I think it's sometimes it helps people look at things from a different perspective, hearing from various points of view, you know.
Well, I thank you for that, Wayne. I thank you for that, and I'm glad you take advantage of it, and others do as well, because, you know, we call the show What's On Your Mind for a reason. You know, I mean, there are some things that, you know, caught our attention today, you know, a little run-through on the debate last night between the Ag Commission and congressional candidates, the ACLU taking on a school over, you know, breathalyzers. I happen to mention earlier in the week, my particular opinion on the death penalty. That's prompted a lot of discussion. So, you know, we throw out a few things, but it, you know, I'm not trying to drive the agenda. We really literally want to hear from you on whatever it is that's on your mind. So appreciate it.
Yeah, well, the nice thing is it's not just one topic for 2-3 hours. You know, we cover a wide range, which I think is extremely beneficial for everybody. But what's on my mind today is an awesome sandwich. You ever in the Alexander area on 85, Patriot Fuel Stop, there's a little trailer called Chicago's Finest. Bunch of young men out of Chicago, Illinois, living the American dream, making some sandwiches, make a stop. It's a yellow trailer with red lettering called Chicago's Finest.
How did I miss that? I was there this week, for crying out loud.
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you what, it's worth every penny. They're the nicest guys in the world, and they're out here, you know, self-employed, just living the dream, man. Make a point of stopping there if you're in that area again. You'll love it.
I know exactly where you're talking about it. What's your favorite sandwich there, Wayne?
I like the Italian combo. It's got sausage and ham, meat. Oh, man, with little jalapenos. They put a sauce on it. That is just perfect.
All right, that's in Alexander right by Patriot Fuels on 85 there between Watford City and in Williston.
Yes, sir. It's right there in the Patriot Fuels parking lot. When you pull in, you'll see their little trailer sitting off to the side.
Beautiful. Great advice. Thank you, Wayne. Appreciate the call.
You bet. Good day.
800-228-0550. You know what else is on my mind? June. Because I'm thinking we might, you know, get to 70 degrees. That'd be nice. 10-day forecasts have no 70s in sight. Barely breaking 60, for crying out loud. But the reason June is on my mind is because of the 13th annual K-Fire Tractor Trek. Oh, I can't. You know why I can't wait? I was there last year as an observer, but I'm actually going to be hopping aboard a John Deere LA model 1944 tractor at the Tractor Trek. I'm trying to rig up a way to broadcast live while we do the loop, the Burley County loop there, beginning and ending at Minooka. But if you haven't yet done it, make sure you sign up. The deadline is coming up in May. You got to get your application in here in a few weeks. I'm trying to remember the exact date of the deadline. What is it? May 17th. Got to be postmarked by May 17th. All right. So check that out, kfire.com, and get your form in. And just want to remind you, you know, we're early in May here, and this thing comes up in June. It's June 13th, Friday, June 13th. So looking forward to it. Actually, my son is into restoring tractors, and so we're going to bring three of them out there. Trailer and have a little fun with it. So looking forward to that. Okay, John Bismarck, you're next on What's in Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Yes. Murder is taking a life which does not belong to you. It belongs to the other person. So justice has been considered to be the death penalty. The another thing is that the states where there is no death penalty, those states and the people in them are being excessively merciful to those people which are guilty of murder. And they preserve the life of that person because they see value in that life, and it gives them a chance to repent of what they do.
All right, John, appreciate the commentary. Thanks. We talked a little bit about that last hour, that debate. I've given an opinion that some folks disagree with, and so it's been interesting to hear the back and forth on it. Appreciate it. Somebody wants to talk about the weather? Oh, when is that ever on our mind here? Come on. Central North Dakota listener on 550 K-Fire. Go ahead. Tell me about the weather.
Yeah, see, I'm calling about the snowstorm we had Monday of this week, first of the week.
Yeah, depending on where you were,
yeah,
I guess it could be fairly called a snowstorm. I was there was a in Bismarck and Dickinson. It was really ugly on 94 there for a time Monday morning, late morning, early. And in Watford City, I guess they said in the morning it was you know, almost like whiteout conditions. So I know what you're talking about. Yes, what about it?
Yeah, they had 6 to 7 inches of snow, too, down in that country.
Yeah.
And I'm southwest of mine, and we didn't have quite as much. We had about 3 or 4. What I'm calling about, the weather seems to want to recycle. We had the same kind of weather 30 years ago on the 27th of April. And Minot had during that time 27 inches of snow during that snowstorm.
Oh, my gosh.
30 years
ago. Is that right? Exact same day.
Yeah, on the 27th. Mm-hmm. So I like to think and say that the weather kind of likes to recycle. So that's why I called in. And 30 years ago we had over 20 inches, and about then we had 50 mile an hour wind with it too. So,
holy buckets. Yeah. I think what that is a reminder we ought not complain about. It could have been worse. It always can be worse.
Yeah.
And right? It always can be worse.
And during that year, we didn't start farming until the 1st of June because of that big snowstorm. We had that much snow. And appreciate your time. And that's what I called in about. The weather seems to want to recycle, is what I'm saying. So.
Good point.
Appreciate
now recycling the weather. Everything's cyclical. Up, down, it's just there. Appreciate the call. Thank you, Jeff. New England, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
So I wanted to call about Monday's little storm also. I live in New England and been driving north of Kildare, 75 miles. And, you know, we had some weather. We had some 6 inches of snow. The roads were, you know, Highway 22, that was my entire route. The road was fairly decent. But I passed 15 vehicles in the ditch, and it just occurred to me on Monday, those aren't accidents. I mean, people can drive by that and say, hey, that's an accident. No, that wasn't an accident. That's stupidity, because I didn't have any troubles. You see what I mean? An accident is something that you can't prevent. Well, all those people had to do was slow down.
Well, I wonder how often that's the case whenever an accident occurs, that it's somebody not driving to the conditions. I think we, meaning everybody that is on the road in the oil patch, is as much to blame for the challenges many people cite as all these accidents. Well, that's because we're not driving to the conditions, right?
Correct. And that's correct. But, I mean, I just was amazed at the 15 vehicles in the ditch. And I'm just like... You know, if you just slow down 5 miles an hour, pal. And I'm glad my drive is over this week. I mean, I no longer have to make that trek north of Dickinson, which those guys just, and then they end up nowhere. You can watch them for the next 20 miles because they're all, and they go around. You see what I mean? They go around you to go nowhere. I don't know. Those guys just need to slow down. It's just not that important to get home 5 minutes earlier. It's just not. And, you know, some lady was hit on 85 yesterday, and, you know, just every day there's something. You know,
it's human nature. It's human nature to want to, you know, go. But I think it's good advice, Jeff, and a good reminder. If you know, many of these accidents are preventable with better driving habits, especially in bad weather. So good food for thought for everybody today.
And then last two topics real quick that we've been talking about all week. One is, you know, the guy in Minnesota, he went above and beyond. I understand protecting your house, but I disagree with this 24-hour period and the recording. And the, you know, that's wrong. Entering your house is one, you know, then you get some consequences. But whatever happened beyond that point in time, that's wrong. The other thing is, raising the minimum wage doesn't help anybody. In Tallahassee, Houston, it doesn't help anybody because landlords are just going to turn around and raise rent.
Yeah, I see Washington, the Seattle, Washington, just to put through a $15 minimum wage. That's how's that for nuts? Also, by the way, speaking of the minimum wage, came up at last night's congressional debate, North Dakota Newspaper Association hosted, between Congressman Kevin Cramer, George Sinner, and Jack Seaman. And George Sinner was 2 in favor of the minimum wage hike. With some exemptions for young people, which I thought was interesting. Jeff, appreciate the call. Back to more of your calls after the break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes course of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
USA, a customer-owned company, making a difference in lives and communities, delivering superior service and innovative energy choices to help America fuel better. Integrity, excellence, respect, customer service, learning, consistency, teamwork. That's why I love the folks at PetroServe USA. And I'd love for you to stop in there and register to win your share of $10,000. That's right. They're giving away 100 of those PetroServe USA gift cards worth $100 each. You could win one of those. You get some great deals like the 4-for-4 special. Breakfast pizza, great way to start the day. You get that hot stuff, breakfast pizza, 20-ounce drink, and your choice of a couple of cookies. Or for lunch or supper, same deal. It's all day, every day. PetroServe USA locations, the folks that connect North Dakota's Bakken oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. And you can fill up in Bismarck, right in the shadow of the Capitol, in Mandan, down the road to Peace and Valley City, in Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth, Glendon, Wahpeton, up Bemidji, your choice. Emailer says to the question of the day, is it normal or not to blame oil for train derailments? Seems to me you keep the train on the track, you don't have a problem. Headlines are blurring about this train derailment in Virginia this week, CSX train that was carrying a Bakken oil. What's the deal? One emailer says, it's a shame the train didn't derail in Hennon's backyard. Well, thank you very much. No, yeah, that's all right. Not everybody can be nice. David in Barnes County, he wants to rib me, too, so it's pile-on day here. That's all right. Bring it on. Maybe we should make this the last segment of the show an opportunity to just, you know, blast away. Go ahead, David. Blast away.
I don't want to rip on you. I just want to say that you're wrong about your death penalty stance. If you go by the New Testament and you quoted the Sermon on the Mount, that was addressed to individuals, not government. And I would like you to check out Google the quote, those who live by the sword will die by the sword. And I will also point out that Jesus Christ accepted the death penalty.
Interesting point, yes. Yes, although, again, does not counsel the taking of life. I don't think it's ours to take, but you know, obviously you're absolutely
reject that for he doesn't reject that for the government either. The government's got all kinds of powers instituted by God that weren't given to individuals.
Fascinating conversation awaiting us someday, right?
Yeah.
To sort all this out. Thank you, David. Appreciate the call. You can rib me a little bit. That's all right. Greg Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. I was listening to an interesting interview with a fellow named Robert Tosh Plumlee, and his last name spelled P-L-U-M-L-E-E, yesterday on Infowars.com in the afternoon. And he's a pilot who was flying for the CIA for 40 years, and he's flown every cargo from 40 tons of cocaine to tons and tons of ammunition and rifles and different types of armaments all over the world that have been supplied to these countries that are having their insurrections going on now. And your readers might want to go to his Facebook page or to InfoWars this afternoon and just Google it up and pay attention to what he has to say. I think he's really one of the true patriots that are coming of age in our great country. Thank you for your time, and I appreciate your show very much, and have a nice weekend.
Same to you, Greg. Thank you very much. Paul Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Happy Friday, Paul.
Well, happy Friday to you also. Just touching on the subject you talked about several weeks ago about your favorite car, and I never got to get my 2 points in, but I had a 62 SS Impala, two-door hardtop. It was my first car, and I wish I had it back.
What color?
A gray. I have a silver gray.
Can you just vision that right in the driveway right now? Wouldn't it be nice to have that baby right out there?
Four,
you can pop in.
Four on the floor, bucket seats. Wish I had it back. Yeah.
Nice. We were talking about that on the 50th anniversary of Mustang. That's when that topic came up.
Right.
And
thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Paul. Glad you got it in. Bob in West Hope wants to talk about the weather. What about the weather, Bob?
Well, I got some bad news for Todd. He's getting married tomorrow.
Yeah?
You know, there's Too Tall Tom. He didn't mention it this morning, but anyway, it's going to be big fog moving in Saturday morning. It's going to stay until Monday morning. A wind right after that, so there's no airplanes go leaving Bismarck or any place to take his honeymoon. He's going to have to spend it in his backyard.
Unreal.
Yeah.
I think, Wally, of course, unless that fog lifts enough to get up, we'll have to wait and see. But he at one point predicted snow.
Yeah.
At least it's a little better than that. But there's a bunch of precip in the forecast. I'm just, I'm worried about our having to hold off on planning again. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday in the 10-day forecast here. I'm looking at all kinds of precip chances around the state, and we're barely breaking 60.
In other words, there'll be no Cancun for him then.
You don't think so? All right, we'll give you a full report.
he won't
full
even
report
be able
coming
to
on Monday.
Okay.
All right, Bob. Thanks for the call. Glad to hear from you in West Hope. Thanks also to one of our sponsors, the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry, creating thousands of good jobs, 60,000, $30 billion in economic development. Great jobs, great careers in North Dakota, and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. Find out more about them at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Remember, you can call us 24-7 if you didn't get in today but want to suggest a guest, comment on a topic, give us a critique. 855-200-1776. Press 1. Leave your message 24-7 to tell us what's on your mind. Got to go, folks. We'll do it again Monday. God bless you, and thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind. Bye-bye.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.